Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 2nd. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow fell 11 points, not quite a tenth percent. The S&P 500 was up by just a point. NASDAQ Composite Index up 11 points, 0.4%. The 10-year Treasury yield fell to 1.82% today. I could try to sell you the story today of a possible merger between two behemoths of the mining industry. Glencore stock went up about 7% today. Shares of Xstrata, that's spelled with an X, closed up nearly 10%. If they do come together, the Wall Street Journal estimates the combination would be worth $80 billion. But let me guess, you don't want to talk about mining. You want to talk about that social media company that has now filed the papers to sell its stock to the public for the first time. That could put a value on Facebook of $75 billion or more. But unless you're well-connected and being Facebook friends doesn't count, don't bother bugging your broker trying to cadge some of the stock ahead of its actual launch. I asked Robert Pavlik, chief market strategist at Banyan Partners, if he's getting the calls.
I sure am. Emails, calls, letters.
Can you help him out or no?
Really, everybody and his mother wants a piece of this deal. The honest-to-God answer is you're probably not going to get some unless you've been doing a tremendous amount of commission business with one of these big institutional-type firms.
Now, of course, that's all before the shares are actually placed onto the market and traded through the normal exchanges. So if we wait, I don't know, May, whenever it happens, we can certainly buy some Facebook stock.
You could buy it as soon as it starts trading. I'd be very careful. You know, there's a lot of interest in the stock. You're going to see it probably trade up at a big premium on the very first day. I think the best thing to do is to give it a couple of days, see how it trades, see what kind of interest there is in it, and sort of take it from there.
So we'll wait till May to see just where Facebook trades and how many stocks there are. But to what extent is it already having an effect in the market?
What's very interesting is it's driving interest in companies like Zynga and LinkedIn and Google. Google had been on sort of a little bit of a downward trend, but the stock has made a rebound, and it's driving interest in the tech sector right now. But at some point in the future, you have to ask yourself, is this a lasting institution or is it a fad?
Bob Pavlik at Banyan Partners. And how many of you got one of those Keurig coffee makers for the holidays with the little coffee pods? The company behind those things, Green Mountain Roasters, said today sales doubled and profits tripled in its last quarter. And today its shares rose like your heart rate after a triple espresso, up 24% today. Still, some skeptical analysts worry that some of Green Mountain's patents will soon expire, bringing in more competition. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. We'll put the pulse up today on indirect news that the American economy may need more workers. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, U.S. workers were just 0.7% more productive in the last part of 2011, down sharply from previous quarters. Economists tend to love productivity increases, but it's possible what we have here are businesses that have gotten productive with fewer workers but now are forced to do some hiring to get the job done as the economy expands. For more on squeezing blood from the stone of productivity and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.